You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
Get ready to go now.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Robbed by Markstrom. What a save. It's loose. And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop.
This is Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Oh, hi there. It's a Thursday. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. We're on location today in the spectacular $3 million grand prize show home built by Bay West Homes. Professionally decorated, furnished, and landscaped. Lakefront with mountain views located in Harmony, Rocky View County. That's where we are right now. Buy your tickets before midnight tomorrow, Friday, April 12th, to be in to win the $1 million Canmore Condo Early Prize Extravaganza. Over 1,600 square feet, two bedroom, two bathroom, two balconies, built by Spring Creek. Corner unit located in the Timberstone Mountain Lodge. Floor to ceiling fireplace.
Whoa!
You can do your graham crackers in there. S'mores.
Just graham crackers?
Or maybe a steak on a big piece of metal.
No, just rock steak. You ever cooked steak on a rock before?
No.
I have.
How is it?
It's not bad.
Is it living?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when you're out in the forest.
Yeah.
We were out in a little disc golf course that had a nice little campground attached
to
it.
You were playing
frolf? We were disc golfing. We were getting after it a little bit. We were zipping them around.
Does anybody call it frolf?
No. Okay. No, we're not intense like that. And, yeah, I had a nice big fire with just, you know, your classic big old rocks around it. Slap a couple of steaks on there. No problem. Rock steak.
So you can win this incredible... $1 million Canmore condo. Plus, you get 25 grr in cash.
Oh.
Which ain't bad.
I'd love 25 grr, especially right now.
Especially when you're going to Vegas.
Ooh,
can I get that in cash, please?
Cash, homie, that'd be lovely. Would love it.
In the words of Randy Moss, straight cash, homie.
Randy Jackson?
No, Moss. No,
the American Idol judge? No, it's Randy Moss. Yeah, because they were in the parking lot, and they're like, Randy, you got fined.
You know, I thought you always said Randy Jackson. I just never listened to you at all.
No, man. Randy Moss. Straight cash, homie. When they asked him, how are you going to pay the fine? Straight cash, homie. That's what he said when he had a fine from the NFL. All right, we got lots to do today. It's a Flames game night. Mercifully, the season's coming to an end soon. They play the Kings tonight in Los Angeles. 8:30 start. Maddie will be on a bird to Vegas by then. Oh, you'll be landed.
No, I will be touchdown and fully in the throes of that lovely town.
So the first thing you're doing is finding a sports book and watching the Flames game.
Can't
tonight?
Wait. Yeah, sign me up. I'm going to just...
Yep. Taking notes?
Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh.
That's what you'll be doing.
That'll be me.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I took Monday off.
Okay.
So, yep. Can't wait. To watch the Flames.
So what are you saying?
All weekend long.
They play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They play Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They play Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a lot of games for you to watch while you're in Las Vegas.
It's a lot of... Well, luckily for me, the Sunday one I'll probably be home by, so I can watch that one from the couch. But the other two, going to have to post up somewhere.
Okay.
It's going to be
tough. You're not here tomorrow. Neither is Patrick.
Mm-mm.
Like, everyone's just jettisoning the show.
Yeah.
You guys in your time off, I swear.
Oh. Yeah, we're pretty loose and reckless with it, I would say.
I haven't had a nice little vacation in like over 5 years, George.
Just 5 years?
Yeah.
Whose fault is that, Patrick?
Well, not working full time. That'll do it.
That doesn't help.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. But I'm glad you're getting some R&R. That's rest and relaxation, Maddie. Glad you're getting some R&R.
I don't think I will.
So Maddie's going to Las Vegas, the city of sin, allegedly. Where are you going, Patrick?
Well, tomorrow I'll be in Toronto. We'll do the Hockey Hall of Fame. We're going to do the Jays and Rockies. And then Saturday, we'll go over to Hamilton and watch the Cavs home opener, or not home opener, season opener against Forge, and then I'll be home.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun little
job.
It's
not going to be warm.
Watch
it's
going to
be
just
rainy and cold out there right now, so that sucks.
That's no good.
Nope.
You get to see the new ballpark.
Yes, that's,
that'll be good.
The roof will be shut, thankfully.
And you'll see the new pitch, the new Never Win Stadium, Tim Hortons Field.
Yeah.
Less new, right?
Well, it's not that old.
Well, they
okay.
They opened it like,
but it's not new in the same way that the Rogers Center is new.
So this
I wasn't sure if you'd alluding
it's,
to any
it's essentially a new
renovations
stadium.
Or anything. Yeah, they redid it like, what, 3 or 4 years ago.
What, so
you know what they were supposed to do there because they're idiots.
Didn't they?
No, they used
they
flipped it. They rotated it. Iver Win used to be the other way, and then they built Tim Hortons.
Yeah, they
the
tore down
way.
Never Win, yeah, and
Never
then they
Win.
Built Tim Hortons Field. Yeah, so it was supposed to be on the waterfront to go, hey, let's revitalize Stinky Hamilton's waterfront and build a nice stadium there. They're like, actually, what we're going to do is we're just going to turn the stadium around and put it in the exact same spot. That's essentially what they did.
Yep.
And then it's in like the neighborhood and like the dungy part of Hamilton.
And it,
that's essentially where you're going.
And it points out to the lake, so the wind just flows in there. So great job, guys.
Have fun. But you'll be supporting your Cavs, so that'll be good. We got lots to do. So you guys are gone tomorrow. So we already have a blockbuster show tomorrow.
You haven't even got to our show today.
I know, but I'm looking ahead.
Okay.
So we have a blockbuster show tomorrow. Brent Cron's going to be in studio for the full 3 hours. And we have Shai Davidi coming on tomorrow. We got Frank Cervalli coming on tomorrow. And, you know, Patrick and GVP, you don't know this. Mike Vernon in studio for the 8 o'clock hour, too.
Whoa.
Oh, hell yeah.
Look at that. Good for good for you guys.
Boom.
You'll have Shai.
Boom.
You'll have Frank. You'll have Mike Vernon.
Yep.
My reaction.
Yeah, it's a
was
good show tomorrow.
What was that?
Yeah.
That was the last time Vernon was on.
That's my
fault. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, he's got to slow down with the S-bombs like Patrick Dumont does on the air. Yeah, slow those things down.
Yeah. Whatever. It's fine.
All right, so that's tomorrow. Today, we're on location.
Who cares?
Sam,
S-bombs here and there.
Yeah, it's fine. Sam Cosentino. Hockey Central draft analyst for Sportsnet. Flames have called up a lot of their guys from junior to play for the Wranglers.
To be around the Wranglers.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's good to have that professional hockey experience.
Yeah. Especially when that's probably where you're going to end up playing in the next little bit. So it's important to kind of see the landscape. But I don't know how much these guys are going to play.
Who's most likely to play out of those guys?
I have no idea. No clue. They have like 40 guys right now.
Yeah,
seriously, it's like with the AHL, like right now, it's end of the season in the AHL.
Yeah.
All of the prospects are done, so they go and join, and you've got expanded rosters in the NHL. So if your team's a playoff team, maybe your AHL team has been completely pillaged. But for the most part, if you're a team like the Flames, a team on the outside looking in, Trent Cole's got like 35 guys to try and pick 18 from. Because they added, what, three more? In Moran, Lipinski, and Hanzik. And they already had added Parker Bell. They had brought over Yoni Yermo in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
So that's five guys that are all essentially kids.
And then Wolf,
and for a team that's trying
them.
To actually do something this season, yeah, Wolf will go back down and Matty Coronato will go back down. That'll be fine. But, yeah, it's it's one thing I meant to ask Brent about and totally forgot is just kind of being around an AHL team this time of year because it's so many guys.
Yeah.
With just everything they've got going on. And listen, they've got a lot of good veterans on this team. This is a team that's trying to win games as well. They're trying to get better seeding in the postseason. So you're not just going to go out and just ice a whole bunch of kids. I also don't think that's a good way to learn, frankly. So, you know, on these teams, you only have so many spots that you can actually put young players to learn in because they have to be learning from some veterans around somewhere.
We'll talk to Sammy Cause about that
coming
up at 7 o'clock. Jeff Merrick, host of the Jeff Merrick Show, 32 Thoughts podcast at 7:30. We got to get his thoughts on this Coyote story mess. So it went from like, hey, the owner's like, hey, if we had an NHL team, what should we call it? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, to, yeah, they're pretty much going to move to Utah. In Salt Lake City.
We've taken the names from your survey, and we have started to trademark them all, and the team is on its way.
That's essentially what's going to happen, because the NHL is like, we can't do this anymore.
I got a whole bunch of deets in the morning report for you, but Elliot Friedman has a relatively brief story on it. You know, we talked about it earlier in the week a little bit, George, but the Scottsdale mayor had come out and basically said, we don't have the water resources in our zone to support what the Coyotes want to do. If they want to do this, they have to move it further west, more into the Phoenix area, where there's more water available to them. Hmm. And that really felt like
the last straw.
Yes, because this was for the one parcel of land that the Coyotes had targeted. Alex Marullo, who's the principal owner of that organization, had targeted this one parcel of land that was going up for a state auction. He believed he was going to get it for around $65 million as long as nobody else came to bid. It sounded like he was going to run unopposed for this bid. And obviously, the renderings came out, I think it was the week before, was it? The renderings that kind of came out, and they said, like, hey, we've got this done, and it was really weird timing. And then in a week since then, things have basically gone completely 180, and now we're talking about the NHL being a broker between the Coyotes ownership and a new ownership group led by Ryan Smith, the current owner of the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, I think they were...
I
said I had more details in the morning report. That's pretty much it. Unless Patty has more here.
I think the NHL's done there. I don't think they want to be in the mullet for another 3 years, losing the amount of money they are. I think Bettman's reached his rope here with this team, and they can win that auction. And when the NHL expands, a la kind of like the Cleveland Browns moving to Baltimore, you'll be given a team in 3 years when you figure out your crap.
One of the things Elliot talked about was a 5-year exclusive window for Marullo.
Yeah.
To bring the Coyotes back as an expansion team, I would be really hesitant to try and do anything with this group of ownership ever again. But
the market—it
sounds like something that the NHL might have to promise them to avoid some sort of court battle here.
Yeah, but the NHL is super horny for that market because
it's huge.
It's enormous.
It's massive.
The top six market,
largest
in the United States.
In the United States is Maricopa County.
And you can look around this province, man. People from here love going down there. So you can count the population, but it is a prime destination during the winter for hockey and for Canadian fans going to watch hockey the same way Vegas kind of is.
So they think eventually it'll work there with the right arena. Who knows? They tried it with Atlanta twice. That didn't work. Now they want to go back to Atlanta. They're like, now we got the secret sauce to make Atlanta work. Mm-hmm. For the third time. But the thing that fascinates me, Patrick, and Maddie and I kind of talked about it on the way here, is there a chance they realign the divisions? Because I don't think they'd want Salt Lake City playing in the Central and maybe move the Flames and the Oilers to the Central and have the Avs, the Stars, the Salt Lake City team playing
in the
Pacific. Well,
the thing is, Salt Lake is in the same time zone as Calgary and Edmonton. So they're both like, okay, like, I get that. I don't know if it'd be that big. Like, yeah, you might have to just shift Salt Lake over to the Pacific, really, and get them out of the Central. So I don't even know why did they move Arizona to the Central?
They did.
Yeah, so yeah, they were.
Would it make most sense to move Colorado and Salt Lake to the Pacific?
It would.
And move the Flames and the Oilers to the Central? And that would suck for the Flames and the Oilers because you're just adding more travel miles on, right? Because it's just further away.
Oh, it would be awful for the Flames.
And you'd separate them.
They would
them
quickly
from
become like the Dallas Stars, right? You wouldn't get the Canadian rivalry of Vancouver. You would have to shoehorn in the Winnipeg rivalry, which
is nice as it is, I think.
Despite playoff series, is that really a rivalry? Like, if you go around Flames fans and ask them which teams do they dislike the most, how
Jets
far are they going to get down the list before they get to the Winnipeg Jets? Yeah. It's going to be a long time. There's a lot of people in this city who are going to be cheering for the Winnipeg Jets in the playoffs.
But again, it'll take years for that to develop.
That's my point, exactly. Yeah. And the other thing here is what I'm trying to get at is it should have developed already just by playing in the playoffs, Canadian division, and it really hasn't.
Right.
There's other teams that are closer that you have more of a proximity to. I think moving Calgary away from Vancouver would be a miss. I think it would be a huge misstep for the NHL. I get it if you want to try and create a rivalry between Utah and Colorado, fine. But I don't know. That feels a lot more
like
you're trying to manufacture something and make something artificial rather than kind of allowing something that is more organic to foster here.
I think it would actually benefit maybe Colorado a little bit in the Central Division because, like, Arizona currently in the Pacific time zone. You just replace Arizona with Salt Lake, then you have two Mountain Zone time zone teams in the Central Division then.
A trip to Nashville from Calgary is more than halfway across the continent.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long-ass trip.
In your division.
Yep.
The trip to Dallas is the same. Those would be your two furthest ones.
St. Louis.
St. Louis is not too much closer. Chicago's not much closer. Yeah. I don't know how much long, but Minnesota's a three-hour flight.
That's fine.
Well, I guess if it's – but that's your shortest trip.
Nashville.
That's one of your shortest
trips.
Well, Winnipeg would be your shortest trip.
No, it would still be Edmonton, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, right. Outside of Edmonton, of course. Winnipeg's your shortest trip. I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking about long-term. You know, you look at the teams in the Central, like, would that be better for the Flames in 5-10 years from now? I don't know. Who knows what it's going to look like? Bedard's not going anywhere anytime soon.
I think you
have to face that guy all the time.
I don't know.
I think you should probably go to three divisions in each conference.
Ourselves.
And you could leap all the Western Canadian teams into one division.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, again, these are questions for Jeff Merrick coming up at 7:30.
They're probably going to end up being at 36 teams by 2030.
30? That's what Pagnotta said.
30s.
Pagnotta was speculating that last night.
36 teams. Could you imagine?
It's disgusting. It's too many.
36 teams.
Oof. 32 is too
every
many.
Year you have a 1 in 36 chance of winning the Stanley Cup. That's it.
It's like college sports.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is.
Have to
36
relegation.
Teams. Dennis Bernstein, senior writer.
They should start doing relegation.
Yeah, like they let that happen.
Let the Chicago Wolves
not in the
come
franchise
up. Let them take
model.
The Coyotes spot.
Yeah, San Jose. See you later. You're down.
See you, Ed.
Dennis Bernstein, senior writer for the
William
Fourth Period,
playing in the AHL, just destroying everybody.
Yeah. SiriusXM NHL Radio. He'll have more on this too.
Yeah,
the whole Coyotes thing, and I would imagine that realignment wouldn't be a thing for next season, but maybe the season after.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something we could ask both Dennis and Jeff Merrick.
You look at you can go to sportleaguemaps.com. They do different maps for obviously different sports leagues. Genius. And you can look at the NHL one just to kind of get an idea of what the Flames have now and what it would be. And it would be significant, to say the least, the amount of travel that would change. Like, I'm sure just talking about this is getting everyone in that head office at the Saddle Dome just seething mad.
And it's even worse for Edmonton.
Yeah.
You got to go even further.
Yeah, then you got to tack on an extra hour for Edmonton everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Like, Vancouver, I'm pretty sure, plays Nashville in, like, their last game of the season this year. And it's, like, a bit of an anomaly playing someone outside of your division. And I know Vancouver fans are like, how are they making us travel halfway across the continent? I'm getting really upset about it. And on one hand, I understand. But on the other, as we're talking about this, it's like, well, imagine if you just have to do that all the time.
Right.
Imagine if that was just one of your games.
The Rose Report is next. We got Luke Bryan tickets to give away at 8:30. We're doing our lock of the day. We're at the hospital home lottery, the beautiful $3 million grand prize show home located in Harmony in Rocky View County. Don't forget the early bird tickets tomorrow at midnight to win the $1 million Canmore condo early bird prize. You got some news about the Masters, some not so good news about the Masters today.
Depends on how you want to look at it.
Okay.
Depends on how you want to look at it. Okay. You know, if you're someone who was upset that you were going to have to watch the entire thing at work or, like, on your phone at work, maybe some good news for you. Maybe. Perhaps.
We'll do that, and we'll tee up the Flames and the Kings from Los Angeles tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's all straight ahead.
Yes.
It's the big show on location. Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. The Big Show is powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. We are at the $3 million grand prize show home located in Harmony in Rocky View County for the Hospital Home Lottery. Buy your tickets before midnight tomorrow, Friday, April 12th, to be in to win a $1 million Canmore condo early bird prize, over 1,600 square feet, two bedroom, two bathroom, two balconies.
Ooh.
Fully furnished, professionally decorated, view towards Mount Lady, McDonald, and Policeman Creek. You could also win $25,000 in cash with that, too. Throw yourself one hell of a party at that condo.
Yes, sir.
Woo.
Make it rain.
Helps the two balconies.
Yep,
make it rain in multiple places.
Damn right. Top of the hour, Sam Cosentino is going to join us, Sportsnet draft analyst. Mm-hmm. Jeff Merrick at 7:30 on this Arizona Coyotes mess, which finally, like, just enough already. Put two bullets in the Coyotes and let's move on here. It's time. Sorry, old Yeller. Here, Coyotes, I got something behind the barn I need to show you. Oh, really? What's that? Boom, two slugs.
Two?
Yeah.
Why two?
Sure. We'll make sure.
Make sure, okay.
Yeah.
It's the kill shot, Daddy.
Two in the chest.
That's right. That's right, Patrick. The kill shot.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
We also got Luke Bryan tickets to give away at 8:30. But right now, it's time for the Rose Report. And it's brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match it, and they'll beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Avenue, 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rose and Blue.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rose. And
oh, Sammy at the end there. Love that. Coming up in just a little bit here. Welcome to your morning report on a Thursday, friends. You got the Flames and the Kings tonight. Stop 2 of 3 on this California swing for the Flames. Part of a 10-game slate after 3 yesterday. All the details for that coming up. Jays closed out their series with the Mariners. Had a little free baseball there. The Masters are here. The Raptors continue to wrap it up. Because the season's ending.
Oh. Can you play a cricket sound effect, please?
Zing. Got him. Canada plays in the quarters of the Women's World Hockey Championship as well, so we'll get to all the details.
Oh, really? Who do they play?
We got lots of stuff.
I'll find out in the morning report.
You will. Stay tuned.
Is it China?
No, it's not. China, I think, plays the Americans.
Ooh, that's going to be a tough matchup for them. They'll beat them, what, 12-0?
You know what? I think it's probably going to be Canada-U.S. in the final.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Might be my lock of the day. Start with the Flames.
Yeah, come on, them man. Flames.
They'll visit the Kings tonight at 8:30. Practiced yesterday. Nothing really from practice to tell you about. I do have one fun congratulations. AJ Greer is going to walk the stage and graduate from Boston University in May.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, did his Bachelor of Arts degree in Interdisciplinary Studies, so he'll become the first member of his family to earn a university degree. So
congratulations
to Greer for having a vision after hockey. Important that athletes have a vision after that. You want some Flames notes from this stat pack I just got delivered during the commercial break?
I'd love it.
The Flames are 2-1-0 against the Kings this season. They've beat them in the last two games. The home team has won every single contest in the season series.
Okay. Is that it?
I got more here. I'll try and get something that's a little more interesting. Did you know that the Flames' longest streak with a power play goal this season is now current? They've got 6 straight games with a power play goal.
It isn't that frustrating.
Yeah,
when all the games mean nothing.
Yeah.
You're a wagon on the power play. Isn't that great? Okay. Where was that when you really needed it 2 months ago?
Well,
right?
Okay, I got this one instead. How about this?
No, but the power play's hot right now.
Yeah, it is. Okay, settle down, okay? Most goals from defensemen this season. Where do you think the Flames land on that list?
First.
They're second.
Oh.
Colorado Avalanche are first.
Oh, wow.
They have 60 goals from defensemen.
Wow.
The Flames have 49.
Wait, the Avs, they have 60 and Makar only has 21? That's crazy. How many does Taves have?
Wow. He's having a good year. Manson, Byram was there.
Oh, okay, yeah. All
yeah,
right.
They had some guys. Yeah. Hurricanes at 48 goals, Canadiens at 45, and the Oilers at 45 to round out the top five. So the blue line has been doing it for the Flames. I got another one here for you. We'll wrap it up here. Flames had 10 giveaways on Tuesday, which lines up with what they've been averaging all season. They actually lead the league in giveaways per season with 9.99 giveaways per game. The good news is the Kings are last in the league in takeaways per game at 5.24.
Which is surprising because they have guys like Kopitar and Deneau.
Yeah, but they also have guys like Fiala and
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Who takes shifts off like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the puck, I don't want it. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Go for a little twirl here on this shift.
Yeah, go for a little spin-a-roo. You want my top five things to watch tonight?
I would love that. As you won't be watching the game?
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm recycling some of them from last game.
Uh-huh.
Can Weegdog get to 20?
I hope he can.
Can Yegor Sharangovich tie or pass Mikhail Grabovsky for most points by a Belarusian player? 58 is the record. He's currently at 57?
I think it's actually pronounced Belarusian.
Belarusian?
Yeah.
Belarusian.
Patrick?
Belarusian.
It is, right? Belarusian?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll make the note.
Yeah.
I think that's three errors I've already had that's today. Okay. Your boy's just cooking.
But that's a common one. People say Belarusian,
mm.
but it's Belarusian.
Yep, fair enough. That's I'll write down one now. Can Blake Coleman become a 30-goal scorer? This is a new one in the list. Should have been in there last time. Previous career high was 22.
Julian told
he's
you
at 29.
That when Julian was on, he's like, what about Blake Coleman getting 30? You're like, right.
I have something I can build on that, though.
Okay.
So Blake Coleman is not only at 30 goals or 29. He's also a plus 17 right now, which is a team high. And the question is, can he hold that? Chris Tanev was plus 16 when he got traded. Can Blake Coleman stay above Chris Tanev's mark?
Blake Coleman's still a plus 17?
Yeah, I know.
Wow, how many pluses are on the Flames?
I believe there's six.
Wow.
I can pull it up for
well,
you right
Backlund
now.
Backlund has to be one of them with him.
I don't know if he is actually... I think you're... Coleman plus 17, Tanev plus 16, Hanifin plus 13, Zeri plus 12, Pospisil plus 10, Mangiapane plus 7, Pelche, Hunt, Uyghur plus 1, Hanley, Backlund, even.
Oh, wow.
Plus 17.
That's pretty good. Wow. But plus minus doesn't matter anymore.
Well, I, you know, take it and leave it as you will.
It
but
matters when you're like plus 40 or you're minus 40.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. When there is a
then it kind of matters.
Yeah, if you're comparing someone who's minus 9 against someone who's minus 5, you're probably
sure.
out to lunch. But, yeah. So that's number 3 on the list. Number 4, well, Jonathan Huberdeau matched his point total from last season, but another hard year for 10. Came to the Flames, his point total dropped from 115 to 55. He's got 49 in 76 games this year. You need 6 points to match his point total from last year.
It's going to be tough.
And last one, how are they going to deploy the defensemen? Last game was more about Ilya Solovyov, but with the injury to Oliver Shillington, we'll wonder if he's going to be able to return to the Flames lineup. But Solovyov, Ochocek, Pahal, all getting a little bit more work. So
it's,
we'll keep an eye on that,
too. It's fun to watch Weegdog and Miromanov play together, though.
8:30 is when this one's going to get going. We'll have your Flames pregame going at 7:30. We're on location, so I don't have our lovely script in front of me. Boys, could you tell me what the station lineup is today?
Well, we'll have Jeff Merrick following us, then Sportsnet Today, then Real Kipper and Bourne, then Flames Talk, Hockey PDO Cast, 7:30 for Flames Talk pregame, 8:30 puck drop down in L.A., and then 11:30 for the postgame.
11:30 postgame show. Don't you dare miss it.
Tune in.
Don't keep Patty up late. He likes to go get late-night meats. If you guys keep him out too late, all the good meats are gone. Part of a 10-game slate tonight. Share the details for the rest of it in a minute.
It's all right. You're on vacation coming up. It's okay.
I'm already on vacation. Look at this house.
You're just
look at this house.
Down. We're both, like, we're both
we got, we're lounging.
Back.
We're on the couch. Feet are up. It's
Flames and Kings tonight. The Masters is delayed.
Paradise.
It's a gorgeous sunrise right now here.
I thought
look
you
at
were
those colors.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Look at it. Anyways,
that's
three
really
games
nice.
Yesterday. Oilers were hosting the Vegas Golden Knights. 7 points separating the two. Knights a chance.
Go take a photo of that sunrise. And please send it to me.
Knights had a chance to jump it. You can set it as your phone background.
It's that breathtaking. Yeah, open the door. Go out there and take it.
Knights had a chance to jump into third in the Pacific with a win. No McDavid, day-to-day with a lower body injury. Maybe that's why he didn't look right against the Flames on the weekend. Shots even, but the better chances and the better finishing, that went to the Edmonton Oilers.
Drysdale out to the slot shot, rebound, scores! Zach Hyman picks up the rebound, and it's 3-0 for the Oilers.
53 bingos on the year for Zach Hyman. 43 of them have been from the high danger area. Since NHL Edge became a thing 3 years ago, that is the most in the high-danger area in a season. Congrats to Zach Hyman. Just the fourth time the Oilers have scored 5 goals in 53 games without McDavid since he was drafted. The Oilers do play again tonight. They host the Coyotes. They still have 5 games over the next 8 days to close out their season.
You think he plays a lot? How many more do you think he plays?
Depends on what his injury is. He's definitely not playing back-to-back, so I'll tell you that for free.
Can't take any chances with that guy. And he needs one assist for a hundo.
Yeah, he'll probably play, what, last game?
I wouldn't
play last game last is Colorado. Game. I'd probably play the one before that. Play,
they might need it, right?
Like need it?
Well, how far are they back in the Canucks now?
Well, they were 7 going into action. Then they won, and the Coyotes, the Canucks, we'll get to it, but they got 1 point out of yesterday. Okay. So
that's 6 point gap now. 4 points. And they have 2 in hand.
Do they need him? 2 in hand, but once again, those games are over 8 days.
Yeah, they got back-to-backs. They got 2 more back-to-backs?
They finished one today, and then they closed the season with a back-to-back.
Okay.
17th and 18th, a game on the 18th against the Avalanche. Canucks and the Coyotes. Vancouver continued to try and keep the Oilers behind them. Like we talked about, 3 points separating them after the Oilers won earlier. So the Coyotes led 3-1 before Connor Garland and Elias Pettersson would score to tie the game at 3. This one off to overtime.
Trying to get it set up here and back out high. Across now, and Gunther, he's going to have to go out to get it. The Besser penalty is about to expire. It is over. Dursey's got it. Gunther, side of the net. They score! Logan Cooley!
George is giving me the gun fingers because I played Logan Cooley in the fantasy league that we co-manage. Yes, sir. What a pick. Dylan Gunther, 4 points in what was his 21st birthday.
Oh, wow.
Congrats to the former Edmund. Yep, there it is.
You can drink in America.
Congrats to the former Edmonton Oil King and the Edmonton native. He is the third player in NHL history to tally 4 points on his birthday at age 21 or younger. The others, Alexei Yashin.
Whoa.
November of 93 with 4 apples, and Eric Staal in October of 2005, also 4 assists.
Nobody wore a turtleneck on the ice like Alexei Yashin. Turtleneck / mock turtleneck.
Thomas Mechanics would like to have a word.
Yeah, they both had that good turtleneck drip on the ice.
Before we get to the Hawks and Blues, just wanted to mention yesterday's reports from the NHL insiders that the Coyotes are in fact going to moving to Salt Lake in the offseason. Elliot Friedman has a piece up on Sportsnet. All of the insiders have pieces up on this. They could move to Utah as soon as April the 18th. Sources telling Friedman that a real scenario is Alex Marullo, the principal owner of the Coyotes, will be paid $1 billion for the team by the NHL. Ryan Smith, the prospective owner of a Salt Lake franchise and the current owner of the NBA's Utah Jazz, would pay $1.2 billion to purchase the team from the NHL, who would act as a broker. That $0.2 billion would be distributed between the other owners of the NHL. Now, Marullo could bring this to court, so the NHL could promise him some different things, like, for instance, a 5-year exclusive window to bring back the Coyotes as an expansion franchise, although much of the language and much of the lawyers still need to get their hands on this one.
Jeff Merrick coming up at 7:30. We'll talk to him about that.
Blues and Blackhawks yesterday. Blues need all their points and need Vegas to lose most of theirs, so had some good luck earlier. The Knights fell. The Blues had an opportunity. Tough start for this one for old Peter Mrazek.
Blues get it ahead. Kyrou moves it in. Shoot, score! Side to Kyrou. Kyrou in. Shoot, score! Kyrou's got 2. Walker to Kessel. Far point. Krug straight away. Now, score!
First 3 shots, all beat Peter Mrazek. Fourth shot of the game would beat Arvid Soderblom as Mrazek was yanked after the first 3. The Blues jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first 7 minutes of the game. They would win it 5-2. They've scored 5 goals in 5 of their last 10 games.
Is that good?
I would like that. That would be nice. They're now only 3 points behind the Knights, and Vegas does have a game in hand, but they have also lost 3 in a row, George.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Vegas. Come on, how great would that be?
Vegas is crap in the bed right now.
How great would it be?
Noah Hanifin, no playoffs.
Give up the assets. Yum. Would be great. Tonight, so much to watch for. Well, kind of. In the West, none of the Blues, Kings, or Knights play, so no clinching will happen in the West. The Jets do play the Stars. That's an interesting one in the Central Division. That goes at 6 from Dallas. Out East, Islanders, 3rd in the Metro. They're hosting the Canadiens at 5:30. Watch out for Juraj Slafkovský. 2 points ahead of the Capitals are the Islanders. Washington faces the Sabres, who technically still have a chance. On the outside are the Penguins and the Red Wings, both a point out of a playoff spot. They play each other at 5 o'clock tonight. You can watch that on Sportsnet East and Sportsnet Ontario. As for the top of the East, the Rangers lead with 110 points. They host the Flyers. Next are the Hurricanes and Bruins, 3 points back. Both are idle. The Panthers have 104 points. They host the Blue Jackets. Because, as I mentioned the other day, the Blue Jackets schedule the rest of the way, murderer's row. Off to the diamond.
You know, I don't listen to you guys all the time.
Why would he?
Why wouldn't he?
You know what? That's a great point, George. That's a really good point. Yesterday, the Jays played the Mariners in the finale of their 3-game opening home set. Yusei Kikuchi against Logan Gilbert. Jays trying for the sweep. Both starters really good. First run scored in the top of the third.
Lefty's ready to go now. A peek at second. His 1-2. Line to right field. Springer charging in. It's down in front of him. A base hit. Moore getting the wave. Springer's throw to the plate. Bounces through, but it's late. And an RBI single for J.P. Crawford makes it 1-0 Seattle in the top of the third.
Yeah, he gets that one off Kikuchi, scores Dylan Moore. It's the only run allowed by Yusei Kikuchi. He went 6 innings pitched, 3 hits against, 2 walks, 9 Ks, and just the 1 earned run. Left trailing, but it was shortly after that the Jays were able to tie it up with a bit of a moonshot.
The 1-1. High drive to left, way back, we're tied!
Yeah, no doubt about that one.
Second deck for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., 1-1 game.
459 feet, beats his homer from the opening series, his third of the season. Top 10 distance in his entire career, actually. Yeah. Bullpen solid for both sides in regulation. Jays actually had a chance in the bottom of the ninth to wonk it off. Vogelbach drew a walk as a pinch hitter for Kevin Kiermaier, who brought Ernie Clement to the plate with the bases juiced.
Clement at the plate. Looper, trouble, Polo, go get it! Yeah!
What a great catch by Jorge Polanco!
It was a great catch.
Yeah.
That looked like it was going to get down.
Blue Jays struggling with runners in scoring position. Huh.
Can't close in regulation. Off to extras. Tim Mesa into the game. How does first pitch go?
Not
here's
far.
The pitch.
Oh,
hit in the air to right. Springer going back. He's at the track, at the wall. Gone. First pitch of the 10th sent into the bullpen. Cal Raleigh's second home run of the series. 3-1 Mariners.
Yeah, that one to right center. Mariners actually ran up the score in the top of the 10th. 6-1 the final score. Tim Mesa takes a loss. I miss Jordan Romano.
Yeah. But again, it's the... Okay. They allowed 1 run through 9 innings.
Well, good thing.
Yeah. The bats here.
Romano and Swanson, they're pitching in Buffalo today, so they'll be close.
Danny Jansen hit a grand slam in, with Buffalo yesterday. So he's got to be close.
Jano.
Danny's Jansen. Janny's Dan? Yeah, so they're off today. Play the Colorado Rockies on the weekend.
Patty can give us a report. He'll be there tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll give us a report from Friday's opener. Also, Sportsnet Plus has the Orioles and the Red Sox series finale at 5 o'clock tonight. George, it's that time of year, friend. Azaleas. Butler's Cabin.
Historic Butler Cabin.
Green Jackets.
Yep.
Hello, friends. It's Masters weekend, baby. A little bit of a delay here. Weather is going to push tee times back 2.5 hours, which is a little bit disappointing. Here's what the Canadians are going to do. Here's their tee times for today. So 4 Canadians in the field. Corey Connors will play with Zach Johnson and amateur Jasper Stubbs from Australia.
Crikey.
9:30 start. Nick Taylor is going to play with Joaquin Neiman and Russell Henley at 10:18. Nice little sleeper there in Henley. Yep. Mike Weir with Rio Hisatune and amateur Neil Shipley. That goes at noon. And then Adam Hadwin's going to be playing with Freddie Couples and amateur Stuart Hagestad at 12:24. Tiger Woods was initially supposed to tee off at 11:24 with Jason Day and Max Homa, so it's now going to be around 2 o'clock Calgary time. Might not finish his round, which means he's probably going to have to play 20-plus holes tomorrow, which does not bode well for Tiger. Some other threesomes today, Scotty Scheffler with Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele. Ooh. That's going to go around 11:15 Calgary time. Just trying to do a little clock math on the fly here. John Rahm, his tee time is going to be 11 a.m. Calgary time with Matt Fitzpatrick and last year's winning amateur Nick Dunlap.
Yeah, this is hopefully you took some bombers in your Masters
and
pool
some of the lefties.
It's going to be wet. It's going to be all about distance. It's already a super long golf course to begin with, and when it's wet and playing the way it is, guys who hit it really far off the tee have a distinct advantage early on, especially in this tournament. Then it's going to bake out and get super hot over the weekend. But the first couple rounds here, it's all about the bombers.
Ricky Fowler won the par 3 contest yesterday. The par 3 winner has never won the Masters tournament.
They have not.
Let's get to the Raptors, GVP.
Be professional. Be professional. Keep fighting. Keep going for the next one.
Took on the Nets yesterday. How'd that one go?
Nets do the Raptors a favor in this one, as the Raps still want to lose games down the stretch here. Toronto held an 8-point lead past the halfway marker of the fourth quarter, but former Raptor Dennis Schroeder had 15 in the fourth to help the Nets rally back to win it. 106-102, the final top Raptor was Emmanuel Quickley, who tried to outduel Schroeder in the fourth, but he finished with 32-7-9 for the game. With two games remaining, the Raps are still two games worse than the Grizzlies. Raps will play the Heat on Friday, so they don't have the pick locked up just yet, as the Grizzlies can't tie them. I'm not sure what the tiebreaker exactly is. Two games to go. Still up for grabs.
There you go. And like GVP said, they'll play Friday at Miami. What, three games left in the season now?
Just two,
I believe.
Mercifully.
Two. Oh, even better. The Raptors wrapping it up. Little rim shot there.
Let's dump.
Hey, Wranglers play one of their final four home games tonight.
Welcome to Snipe City, Alberta.
So, like, when we're in studio, I play the kind of drops and GVP plays the beds. But when I'm not in studio, GVP has to do both. And sometimes
Listen,
there's just a little
We would have waited
delay.
An hour for that.
Yeah, we would have. We would have. They play host to the Abbotsford Canucks. Two more home games before the playoffs. Plenty of seeding to be decided for that Pacific Division in the AHL. You do got to wonder if some of the younger players from the CHL got action in these regular season games before the postseason. As Trent Call does try to pick the 18 best players to get his group through at least the three-game opening round series. 7 o'clock tonight at the Saddle Dome if you want to check out the other Calgary team headed to the playoffs. By other, I do mean the Calgary Canucks. Their schedule for the AJHL final with Whitecourt was announced yesterday. They'll play Friday and Saturday for games 1 and 2 up in Whitecourt, and then games 3 and 4 at Ken Bracco Arena are going to be Tuesday and Wednesday here in Calgary. At the Women's World Hockey Championship in Utica, Canada gets set for the knockout round and another run at gold. Lost at home in Brampton last year to the Americans. Would be great to get it back on American soil. We have quarterfinals all day. Canada actually plays Sweden at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
The Americans face the Japanese. Sorry, I got that wrong earlier. That's a flag for me. Earlier, Finland battles Switzerland at 8 o'clock, and Czechia and Germany then go at 11:30. That's all I got
and
for you.
And good night, and right. Good luck to you, sir.
It's like four errors now up to in the opening hour.
What's going to be
five?
What's going to be the score in that U.S.-Japan game?
12-2, maybe? 12-1?
Do you think Japan will score two goals?
I said 12-1 after.
All right. The Rose Report's brought to you by Motorworks. If you want a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast. Straight ahead, Sam Cosentino, Hockey Central draft analyst for Sportsnet, Jeff Merrick at 7:30. We got to give away some Luke Bryan tickets. We got to figure out how we're going to do that. Text topic? It is the Masters today. They're teeing it up at the Augusta National for the first time.
Yeah. We can ponder some things in the break here.
All right. We'll do that, and we'll talk to Sammy Cos next.
We have so much hockey coming up.
I know. We have so much hockey, and we're at the beautiful $3 million grand prize show home. custom built by Bay West Homes, located in Harmony in Rocky View County. We're here for the Hospital Home Lottery. Buy your tickets midnight tomorrow, Friday, April 12th, to be in to win the $1 million Canmore Condo early bird prize. Lots to come. It's the big show. Russick and Rowe, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.